This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
So good morning, everyone. I'm standing in from GSW until it joins on 30 Minutes with GSW. My name is Ayo, for those that know me. For those that don't know me, my name is Ayo. I wanted to talk about communication today. Now, communication is in two ways, two major ways. You have the vertical communication, where you have constant communication with the Lord. And when I say the Lord, I mean the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But also there's horizontal communication, vertical with the Lord, and horizontal communication with people. Now, one of the things I've personally noticed most times is that a lot of Christians, we tend to separate both communications. And what I mean by that is when we are talking to God, we bring a level of reverence to our communication with God. But in our horizontal communication, we tend to want to behave like the world. Now, for those that have this fantastic relationship with the Holy Spirit, they would have noticed that over the years, the Holy Spirit has guided them in their communication to a point where even when they are engaging in horizontal communication with people, there's a grace that comes through. And that grace basically, drives influence. But a lot of people, we tend to believe that, when I'm talking to God, it's separate. I need to be able to deal with God or talk to God properly. But I don't care for anybody. I can talk to anybody anyhow. In my personal experience, it does not work that way. Now, there's a ton of people also that tend to talk to God based on the way they feel. Now, I'm a proponent of, being open with God when you're having a conversation with the Lord. I tell people, tell him how you feel. Lay before him. Tell him you're unhappy about something. But this group of people I'm talking about, what they tend to do is, if I can use the word, tend to insult God, where they pour vitriol on God. They tell God he's not doing well. They ask God, does he not see them? They tell God, don't you see that I've served you all this time? And they tend to tell those examples from the book of Jeremiah. If you read the book of Jeremiah, you will notice that Jeremiah spent a lot of time complaining. And I think that's one of the reasons why they took a lot of his complaints and wrote it into a separate book called the Lamentation. And every time I read Jeremiah, I cringe because I can't understand why someone would talk to God that way. But you see, God also seemed being gracious, basically just took it in his stride and kept telling Jeremiah what to do. But this morning, I want to basically lay before us a very important fact. The quality of our vertical relationship ultimately drives the quality and the impact and the influence that we bring to bear in our horizontal relationship. So what is a vertical relationship? Like I've said before, it's having a conversation with the Holy Spirit. But what I've realized also is that a lot of people wait until it is time for prayer before they start having a conversation with God. And I'm not talking to PSSBC, but just the GSWMI people where we have learned the heart of having a proper conversation with God. But a lot of people in other churches, we then go into this shouting match where we are practically shouting and giving God instructions and insisting that the way we want it done is the way it must be done. And why am I saying this? In my years of counseling people, in my years of dealing with cases, I come across that time and time and time and time and time again. And what I've then realized in that is that if you don't fine-tune that relationship, if what brought you to God is a solution to your problems, and in telling God about that solution, you have turned God to an order taker that will take an order from you, and it is only what you say that will occur, two things most likely happens to those such people. The moment they get what they are looking for, they will basically just fall away from God. Or they get so frustrated because what they are looking for is not coming, they basically get up and walk away. And that is sad. It is sad because they are not fulfilling their purpose at all in the Lord. So your communication with the Holy Spirit must come from a place of being willing to be vulnerable with the Lord. The Lord told me that years ago, where I was handling a case, and in my conversation with this person, it seemed as if we were just dancing around. You know, this person was not willing to open up to me. And I was asking the Lord, why is this happening? I have a lot of people I need to counsel, and I have a lot of people I need to pray with. Why am I wasting my time with one person? And then the Lord basically said, oh, she is not vulnerable with me. And I said, what does that mean? He said, because even with me, she's not willing to open up. So I turned to the leader and said, listen, why is it that you are not vulnerable with the Lord? Yeah, maybe have people hurt you in the past? And in the end, transpired that, yes, she has trusted people in the past and people have hurt her. And because of that, she has decided that she's going to build a wall around herself. Now, what she did not understand was the Holy Spirit, yes, can break down the wall. But most times, the Holy Spirit will wait for you to make the move. Because my understanding of the Lord is that the Lord does not move. He doesn't move away from you. He stays where he is. But you are the one, by your behavior and your attitude, by the way you have judged yourself and you have condemned yourself, will either move away from the Lord or move closer to the Lord. So I said to them, you know, I counseled her on how she has to be vulnerable with the Holy Spirit. And that's when the freedom came. There's another person I was dealing with that had an issue. They got married and they could not consummate their marriage for months. I was having a conversation with her, and I was trying to dig into this. I then discovered that, you know, when she was younger, an uncle attempted to sexually molest her. She raised an alarm. Her parents did not deal with the uncle, who was the father's younger brother, but rather they beat her. And what happened? She developed resentment towards the parents, and then she basically just locked up. Yes, she got married as a virgin, but that issue was still in her head. So when we learn to be vulnerable with the Lord, and we can open up to him and tell him everything, the same way you will have a conversation with a friend. The Bible says, can two walk together except they agree? Yes, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, is the one that wields the power of creation, but his love for us is so deep that he wants to know what ails us. He wants to know the deepest secrets that we have. He wants to know when we are sad. He wants to know when we are happy. He wants to know what is troubling us in even the things we are doing at work, the things that is transpiring in our business. He wants to know. So there, apart from a time of prayer, we can sit with the Holy Spirit and commune with him. Open up to him. Tell him, you know, today I went out and this happened. Somebody insulted me and I was not gracious. I responded. Or somebody insulted me, I was gracious, but I was so upset because what I really wanted to do was to respond and drag the person. But I was gracious. I remembered what you told me the other time. We must learn to have these conversations. Because the more you have this conversation with the Holy Spirit, the deeper your communion with him will be. And the deeper your communion with the Holy Spirit, you will then see that there's an impact on your horizontal relationships. And that's where you see people will look at you and say, there's something about you, sir. There's something about you, ma. I would like to know you more. I've made friends just because of that. Just because the Holy Spirit, every time, will warn me. There's sometimes that somebody is about to do something, and I'm looking at the person, I'm saying, who are you? I'm going to deal with you. And the Holy Spirit will say, don't say a word. Now, imagine that I've not been communing with him. Imagine that I don't have a desire to hear from him, and I do not engage in the practice of having conversations with him. It will be difficult for me to hear in those heated times when it is, do you know who I am, that is raging in my head, raging in my psyche. It will be difficult for me to hear from him. Now, the other thing is, when you commune with the Lord, He reveals secrets. And I believe that's what the Lord Jesus was saying in the book of John, when he said, it is important that I go, for if I do not go, another comforter cannot come. He said, but when he comes, he said, he will teach you all things. He will lead you into all truth. That statement for me means that the Holy Spirit can teach us all things. It can reveal secrets to us that nobody knows. I can be having a conversation with a medical doctor. We're discussing about an issue that he's dealing with. If I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not trained as a medical doctor, I will not practice as one. But because I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, I could just say something that will launch that medical doctor on a journey of discovering a solution to that problem in his career. I have seen it happen before. And people will look at me and say, how did you know that? Are you this? I said, no, I'm not that. Just that. The Holy Spirit just spoke to me or just came to me. So the Holy Spirit desires that we spend time with him, we commune with him. We must look for a way to ensure that we do that regularly. That is vertical communication. Discussing everything. You will be shocked. I discuss movies. I'm watching a movie. I see something that happened there. And I'm telling the Holy Spirit, why is the world like this? Why are people this ignorant? Why are they believing this? Why are they doing this? I go as far as asking if I encounter somebody like this, what do I do in the future? How do I talk to them? How do I show them the power of the world to come? These are things that he wants to hear. He's so happy when we go to him and we say, I want to learn this. I want to know this. I want to understand this. I'm having issues maybe in my extended family. I go to him about it. This is the issue I'm having. How do I deal with it? He might tell me, call this person. He might tell me, leave them alone. I'm in control. He might tell me, it's time to do this. It's time to start learning about this. It's time to start looking at this investment. It's time to go and learn about this particular topic because something will happen. That is critical. Now, how do you then take that and then bring it to your horizontal relationships? Horizontal communication. The Bible says in the book of John that the law came from Moses, but grace and truth came from the Lord Jesus. I believe that one of the first things that the Lord requires of us as born-again children of God is that we must be gracious, that the grace and truth that the Lord Jesus brought and gifted us must shine through everything that we do. No matter how much of the supernatural you're operating in, your horizontal communication must be laced with grace and truth. I believe the same thing Lord Jesus was saying, that when he says your words must be seasoned with salt, your words should not just fly all over the place. I know people that because of what they are going through, maybe they woke up in the morning, there's nothing in their account, or they woke up in the morning, their spouse has annoyed them. They woke up in the morning, something that they have attempted to achieve over the past 6 months, they've not been able to achieve it. And that day, everybody that comes around them is in trouble. Meanwhile, when it's time to worship God, they raise holy hands. You cannot have an impact in your ministry if you're like that. Because one, people are going to run away from you. People cannot come near you. No matter how much of the supernatural you exhibit, if you do not exhibit grace, if you are not gracious in your communication, so even when people are talking to you and telling you about their issues, the way you listen to them, the way you respond to them, enables them to truly open up and relax and then be able to hear what you have to say. So your communication with people, your communication in communities, your communication in an environment where people are waiting to be healed, waiting for their mind to be suited, must be sound. That's basically what it means to be gracious in your communication. Now, one of the things I have noticed also is that there's a tendency. If I am dealing with a case that I have dealt with something similar in my life, and the Holy Spirit has taken me through a process of having to be disciplined before I get to that point of victory in that situation, I have discovered that sometimes when I'm not talking to someone that is going through the same thing, the Holy Spirit most times will not allow me, or there's a tendency for me to want to judge the person based on the way I dealt with it. Let me start from there. Because I now want to look at the person with the eye of who I was when I was dealing with that issue. Now, one of the things that I've learned from the Holy Spirit is that I don't, unless I know their background, unless they've gone through exactly what I went through, it can be dangerous for me to want to force hit them with that feeling that, come on, what is wrong with you? Can't you be disciplined? What I've learned from the Holy Spirit is I then first spend time to listen to them, understand their background, and then show, even if it's a stupid behavior, it's a stupid action, then show them in a nice way how stupid they have been. Why? Because it's not about showing them that they are stupid that is important in this process. It's about getting them to that place of deliverance, that place where they will have a solution to what they are dealing with. Not only have a solution to what they are dealing with, learn from it, and then they can go and help other people deal with that same issue or even something bigger and bring them to a place of solution. So my communication is focused on how do I show people the love of God? How do I get them to a place where they are confident enough to understand their reality in Christ and live that victorious lifestyle and bring other people into the same reality? If you don't have that sound relationship with the Holy Spirit or communication with the Holy Spirit, like I mentioned earlier, you cannot achieve it. You can shout all you want. You can pray for 28 hours a day, if there's 28 hours a day, but you will not achieve that. So that is important. That is critical. Now, there are people that you will then encounter, unbelievers. Unbelievers. They look at you, there's a smirk on their face. They're thinking that you're silly for believing in Christ. They're thinking that you are not wise. They believe that because maybe they have more cash in their pocket than they think you have, that they can look down on you. Oh, you can still communicate with them. Graciousness is still required. What it must be. In some cases, they need to see a demonstration of power. A demonstration of power. So, but you cannot just say, there's a desire to want to show them that demonstration of power for them to understand that wherever they are, it's nothing compared to who you are, to where you are. You still need that constant communion with the Holy Spirit. And so now let's talk about the constant communion. You know, I talked earlier that apart from prayer, you must learn to have a conversation with the Holy Spirit, right? But a lot of us, and I used to do that, and sometimes I say do it sometimes where I wait for a specific time to have a conversation with the Holy Spirit. That is good. There's a specific time also, but you must learn that, and just like Jason was saying some days ago in the PSS music class, practicing the presence of God, you must learn that you are constantly in the presence of God. You must learn that the Holy Spirit is constantly in you. But that's what the Lord Jesus says, that when he comes, he will be with you and he will be in you. A lot of us, we stop at with you. With you means that, okay, he's with me. I can talk to him. I can go to his office, knock on it and say, Holy Spirit, I want to talk to you. But in you means that anywhere he goes with you, he experiences what you experience. He sees with your eyes. He hears with your ear. Sometimes when you speak, he's the one that is speaking with your mouth. You must always know that you are constantly in his presence. He's constantly with you. So you must learn it's not a trick. It's the skill of having that conversation. You're listening to somebody talk to you, but having a conversation with the Holy Spirit also at the same time. But as person is talking to you, there might be things that person is saying you want to respond to, but you know that the way you are going to respond to it will turn every place upside down. But you want the person to get it. You can ask him with the Holy Spirit, this person is saying rubbish, and I want to respond to this person. How do I go about it? Help me. And I believe that is the skill that Jesus always exhibits. When the Pharisees will come to him, or the teachers of the law, they will ask something, Jesus will answer them with a parable. But the moment you can answer with a story or with a parable, or the Holy Spirit introduces something to you and you start to say that, you start to speak that, you start to engage that person using that insight the Holy Spirit has given you, more often than not, you get the person to a place where you are planted a seed. Even if they don't agree with you at that time, trust me, you have planted a seed. But there is nothing that comes from the Holy Spirit that is not successful. Every word from the Holy Spirit is a word that is valuable and is a word that when you speak it into a situation, a seed has been planted and the fruit will manifest. So that is what I personally would like to leave with everyone today. Your communication is important. Your vertical communication with the Holy Spirit must be sound. It must move from a place of a shouting man giving the Holy Spirit orders and instructions to a place of communion, seeing him as a friend, spending time with him, opening up yourself. You know, when you meet a new friend, I'm talking about, you know, a platonic friendship. You will notice that for the first few weeks or the first few months of that friendship, you are spending a lot more time having a conversation with that friend. Why? It's what's called discovery in law, where you want to prosecute a case. By law, the opposing lawyer must share all the information that they have with you, or they share with the court, and the court will give it to you, and then you go through it. And based on that, you can then put your questions down, or even decide the information that you want to ask the opposing lawyer. It's called discovery. So you are discovering your friend. You are spending time. You are having a conversation. You are opening up. This is who I am. This is my background. Try it with the Holy Spirit. Try it. Yes, don't say that, but he knows everything. Yes, he knows everything, but he wants to hear your voice. Yes, he knows everything, but he wants to know your innermost thoughts. He wants to understand the way you think. Why? So that he can help you realign it according to what he wants to use you to achieve. Your purpose most times is also tied to what the Holy Spirit is doing, or all the time is tied to what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. So that's why I said the value of your horizontal relationships, or the quality of your horizontal relationships, is dependent on the quality of your vertical relationship with the Holy Spirit. So as you go to your churches today, I pray that graciousness will start to show forth in the way you speak to people, in the way you relate to people, in the way you communicate. Whether your communication is verbal or it is non-verbal. And the Spirit of the Lord, as you turn to him to ask him for insight, to ask him for direction, will start to open your eyes to see the areas of your life that you need to yield to him. We'll start to open your eyes to see the areas of your life where your communication needs to be cleaned up. We'll start to reveal to you the areas of your life where you are doing well, but he wants you to go deeper. He wants you to become one that when people hear what you have to say, they will catch nuggets of wisdom and understanding, things that they will apply in their own lives that will make them come closer to the Holy Spirit. I make you one today. I decree that the Lord will make you one that attracts many into the kingdom. And by that, the word of God that says that blessed is the feet of those that bring the gospel of peace will become real to you. Father, we give you praise and we worship you. We honor and adore you. You have opened up your heart to us this morning. We have learned from it. We will start to apply it. And many will come into the kingdom through us. Glory be unto your holy name, King of mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. If you have been blessed this morning by this, please can you unmute and shout glory?
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswm.com.